This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. You want to know what's coming to a TV screen or device of your choosing if you watch network programming that way? New York was the place to be this week. What are known as the television upfronts are wrapping up. Networks show off all their forthcoming content so advertisers can buy space up front, right? Marketplace's Adrian Hill covers the business of entertainment for us. She is here with what is up with the NBCs and the ABCs of the world. Hey, Adrian.
Hey, Kai.
All right, talk to me for a second about how much business actually gets done at these things. It's a boatload of money.
It's a boatload of money. Yeah. $8.5-9 billion sort of money. And this is really prime time sales for the fall season. So a bulk of that ad inventory is being sold right now. Huge amounts of money. Some people expect this year could be a little cooler, but probably not going to drop off all that much.
Hang on a minute, because network ratings basically are down, right?
Way down. Right. I think we can say way down.
So on that whole you pay for what you get thing, you'd think that if ratings were down, upfronts would be worth less, right?
Yeah, I mean, you would think so. But look, primetime television offers something to advertisers that they really can't find anywhere else. That's a broad audience. There are still a lot of people in the sort of the age range they want watching. You've got content that you know is safe and appropriate to your brand. You will remember earlier this year the YouTube outcry. This is a safe place for advertisers. Right. They know high quality content is going to be matched up against their advertisements. You got live sports still.
Yeah.
Big factor in all of this. And Kai, the final thing is there's limited supply. So if you're an advertiser, the last thing you want to do is not be there if the competition is.
Yeah.
So a lot of this buying is defensive buying, right? If you're BMW, you know Mercedes is going to buy, you're going to want to buy too. So you have a lot of people still coming at a very narrow band of advertising time.
Help me understand. I want to say innovation, but that's not really it, right? It's the whole you got to have new content and the buzzy thing. But you've got NBC bringing back must-see TV for crying out loud. This Is Us and I'll Say I'm a Fan is coming back. I mean, it's what's out there, I guess, is the question.
Reboots and more reboots and some spinoffs, Kai.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, American Idol canceled. Coming back. Will and Grace coming back. You've got Bachelor spinoffs. You've got Big Bang Theory spinoffs.
I'm opposed to that one, by the way. Young Sheldon?
Not for you.
Yeah.
If you are a fan of what network television has been doing, network television has some things for you this year. I think the buzzy, it's a hard place to try to be buzzy. Mm-hmm. I mean, they have to appeal to a broad audience. So you can't get too niche. And niche is often where the buzz is.
Hmm. Get me back to the whole business of the upfronts thing. I mean, there are these big glitzy presentations.
Right.
I mean, literally, there's parties and
singing
stuff,
and dancing.
How else does business get done, though?
So a lot of this business is getting done behind closed doors. And these networks are making really, really focused pitches this year. Look, they're saying we've been behind with digital as far as targeting our audience. Mm-hmm. We didn't know as much about our audience as Google knows. We still don't know as much as Google knows, but they're getting a lot better at the data. They're getting a lot better at knowing how to find that mom who's looking to buy the minivan this year. Networks are trying to make the case to advertisers, hey, there's a lot more we can tell you about this audience, and this audience is actually a lot bigger than it looks on those overnight ratings.
Right. I am, just full disclosure, I'm a proud minivan dad. I'm just saying.
I'm on my way.
Adrian Hill. Thanks, Adrian.
Thanks, Guy.